Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
On a Friday kind of Thursday, but it is technically just Thursday.
It is. Happy Thursday before a long weekend. Extra long weekend. Oh, goodness. That's how excited
See,
I am.
Your voice has already given up. Already on holidays.
I may as well just go home.
You might as well, clearly, as far as I can tell.
Oh,
now,
God.
I know this will probably start some people panicking, but a leaked memo has revealed that I'm going to share it. a leaked memo has revealed that Coles has contingency plans in place to go card only for Easter if necessary. And apparently it might be necessary because nowadays it's hard to move cash around. When was the last time you saw an Armour Guard van?
Oh, I don't really pay attention to them.
I always used to walk past and I go, I could just duck in there and take some of it. You know what I mean? I always walk past and go, I mean, you know. There's that crazy kind of like voice in the back of your head.
I could take them on.
I've realised it's been ages since I've seen, like, it's now rare that you see an Armour Guard van. And, you know, it's understood so then Coles liquor stores, including Liquorland Vintage Cellars and First Choice stores across the country, or where the memos were sent. So
why is it hard to move cash?
Because no one
uses
cash.
Don't they just go straight to the bank?
Yeah, but there's got to be people that actually move the cash between venues. That's what the Armour Guard thing is all about. And, of course, because no one's spending money, there's no one to do. Like, there's less and less of those services being run.
Yeah.
I feel like this is another sign of our choices. Like, you know, it's easier to use cards, so that's what we do. Mm. And the services around cash dry up because people don't use them. So, you know. So this is what happens when you let the market decide things, possibly. Anyway, we'll see. Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah, just another festival that has not sold any tickets, basically.
Well, I mean, look, they said unexpected events would be taking the year off. I assume costs versus tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, how is it that you can announce Kylie Minogue is going to be a part of it?
And then be like,
I don't think we can do this. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. It's certainly not a time that you want to be involved in festivals at the moment, is it? Or
no, and we were speaking about it. Do people not go to festivals anymore? I don't know. Like, obviously, when I was younger, I went to music festivals.
Yeah,
is it something that younger people aren't doing anymore?
Well, maybe.
Or is
maybe
it just people
not.
In general aren't doing anymore? I don't know.
Are people more concerned about making their dollars go further? So, you know, I would have thought a festival would be a great way to do it. But then, of course, I don't know what, you know. Is it about the cost of all the things when you get to festivals that don't make it worthwhile?
Maybe. I mean, is it the camping in mud? Because that's kind of what does it for me.
That's not a big one.
You know, after, was it last year when it was the mudslide? Yeah. I was like, oh.
It's certainly not for everyone. There's no question about that. So, yeah, look, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a sign that festivals are on the way out, or maybe. It's a sign of the economy.
Probably where we're at. It could be both, possibly.
But anyway, yes, Splendor in the Grass joining the list, at least for this year, of the likes of Groove in the Moo and Fairbridge and all the others, just taking a break.
Like, younger people don't drink as much?
I believe there is.
So I think that's
kind of,
it's more like a drinking culture, isn't it? A festival. You don't really imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And also, I suppose that is where they probably make a lot of the money. So if they know that they're, you know, selling tickets to people that aren't going to drink, then what are they going to do? Look, the other big news story that will equally upset people is obviously the Maggie and the Staffy, Peggy and Molly. Everyone's devastated that everyone's favourite
headline
friends.
News.
Yeah. The authorities have stepped in and taken the orphan magpie away because people complained.
Where even was this?
Somewhere.
It's in Australia?
Good question. It is in Australia. Yeah, well, it's a very Australian magpie.
No, but in the US, you always hear kangaroos on the loose. Like, could be anywhere.
That's true. Yeah, no. Bureaucrats have stepped in. It just seems unnecessary. A Queensland gentleman has been freed after spending more than 30 hours in an underground drain network. The 38-year-old originally told authorities that he'd entered the drain in Brisbane to retrieve his phone, but Queensland police since worked out that he'd actually been hiding there after he crashed his car into a police vehicle. 30 hours, though, in an underground drain network.
Yuck.
No, thank you. He was rescued.
What are you doing?
Well, he couldn't get out. He did get in and couldn't get out.
Oh, okay.
So he was rescued after... I don't know how you do that, but anyway, after a passerby phoned authorities to report that someone was stuck underground, he was treated for abrasions and hypothermia, but sadly they couldn't cure him of making bad life choices.
No, the stupidity stuck around, yeah. Unfortunately.
As far as I know, they didn't mention that they cured him of that.
Coast FM Scoreboard with Scotty Cummings.
Well, when football happens, one man is there, part man, part football, Scott Cummings. Good morning.
You're referring to the round part of me, aren't you? Yeah, I see what you've done.
I was only talking about your laces, but there you go.
I'm a bit paranoid, sorry.
He's shiny and red.
He's shiny and red. And yellow sometimes. And mostly made of leather. So, you know, what else? There you go.
So anyway. This is possibly the worst intro I've ever had in my life.
Anyway. You're welcome.
The season's only young. You know, let's not call
Good luck topping that, you two. And you know the rules. You know I can only dish it out. I can't take it back.
Exactly. Well, you're just like us. So there you go. It's going to look like a pretty competitive kind of round. I'm just looking at some of these shape-ups. Like tonight, Brizzy and Collingwood, that's going to be a good
grand
game.
Grand final rematch of teams that haven't won anything yet.
Righto. Well, I've lost faith. I've lost faith in me Mighty Pies. I think going to Brisbane is going to be a very hard ask for any team at any stage of the year, let alone when you're playing like a really, really poor waffle team like Collingwood is at the moment, so Brisbane will win that. Collingwood have to absolutely need a miracle to get up or a complete change in fortune and form to beat Brisbane. They'll lock Neil back in, and he'll certainly help them as well. So I think Brisbane win pretty comfortably tonight.
All right.
See how flat I am? See how flat I am?
It's
going to ruin Easter. It's going to ruin Easter, but, you know, look, an Easter analogy, it'll be bad for Collingwood tonight. It could be like a death, but they'll rise in 3 days and they'll be ready to go
like
for
Jesus.
Next week.
They will be.
Close.
They'll be on the cross and that's that.
But then they'll come good. Don't worry about it. They will rise.
All right. Well, what about tomorrow? Frio, they're taking on the Crows. Who's going to rise?
Well, there's absolutely zero reason not to have 100% faith in Fremantle to beat the Crows. They have played a couple of great games of footy to start their year. Yep, they've put themselves in a position where they've had to fight back and come back from a slow start. But they've done it, and they've done it well. And Luke Jackson, he's not the best ruckman in the competition right now. I'd dare you to throw someone else at me because he is number one at the moment. And they'll beat Adelaide, who are off to a bit of a shaky one themselves. We all expected a bit more from Adelaide, but Freo will win. So if you're not going away for Easter, I'd be getting to up the stadium to watch your team play great footy and enjoy a win.
Now, both of those are going to be slightly more competitive, though, again, than the state of Sunday, to be fair. Eagles away to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, let's not forget, they won this one last year. Last time they played the Doggies, they beat them.
All right.
And almost cost themselves a number one draft pick. So that was stupidity at the highest order.
Scary.
But, you know, some teams match up better against other teams, and it doesn't matter where you sit on the ladder. Now, that's as positive as I could possibly be when you've got a two-horse race and one of them's paying $9.50. Look, the doggies started poorly in round one, but then last week they were very good against the Gold Coast at Mars Stadium in Ballarat. They played really, really good footy. I'm not sure the Bosch will play. I think there is an injury concern over his ankle. It's just an injury too. If he is a late withdrawal, don't panic, everyone. Don't start rumours.
Yeah, what's he been taking?
It's an actual ankle injury that the Bond has. Okay,
sure. So I see.
This is the problem we have now, isn't it? With this thing now that anyone who's a late withdrawal, there's going to be rumours starting. There's going to be innuendo. There's going to be suspicion, and it's just. Oh, it's a horrible situation we find ourselves in. But look, the Doggies win. They beat the Eagles, who are trying. The effort's there. The skills and fundamentals just aren't at the moment. They need to hit targets. They need to stop turning the footy over so easily and getting scored on so quickly. So, but they're having a dip, which is half the battle. But the Doggies win comfortably.
And, of course, Waffle gets underway this weekend as well, so lots of chances to check out local footy while you're at it.
Yeah. Starts tonight up at Joondalup, West Perth taking on Claremont. So that'll be a good start up at Joondalup. And, of course, the grand final rematch down your way.
Indeed. And we're hoping that, obviously, things will turn out a little different to how they did a few months back.
I think, well, the problem is I would have thought Peel would have a massive year because the depth at Fremantle is really, really strong. But they've been tested already with injuries. So they'll lose a couple of players. But East Fremantle have recruited a couple. Bokhurst goes back full-time now as well. So bring Teakle. So they'll be probably stronger than they were last year. But I think Peel will be right up to their neck in this one. And it should be a great game on Saturday, Arvo.
Hopefully it'll set the scene for the year. All right.
Well, yeah. That's really up to the ground announcer, really, to set the scene.
yeah, that's right. I say Peel, you say Thunder. Peel... no, he's not in on that
people,
one.
Eight people go, Thunder!
Well, you'll find out if you're there on Saturday, won't you?
Scotty I'll be Cummings. In the Canberra at Steel Blue Oval watching the Black Ducks take on West Coast. It'll be really good in the Waffle. If you want to see the Eagles win, I'd get to a couple of their Waffles.
Your only
Waffles games. Yeah, Waffle games, they should be strong. So
there's your inspiration.
I'll be at Steel Blue.
Nice. Good on you, mate. Thank you very much. Till next week.
Happy Easter, guys. Bye-bye.
Nikki and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me This.
It's riddle time, and Joseph from Waikiki has got the hot seat. Hey, Joseph, good morning, first off. Hi. Last day of school today.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
How exciting.
You got big plans for the break?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're going camping.
Nice.
Yeah, just like everyone else.
Yeah, there'll be...
I'll see you there.
There'll be a few people on the road. There's no doubt about that, but I'm sure you'll have an amazing time.
Yeah, you will.
Well, we'd like to sort you out with the Plus Plus Building Blocks kit, and you'll go in the drawer, and it's a 1 in 4 draw if you can solve this.
All right.
Okay.
There are 2 ducks in front of a duck. 2 ducks... behind a duck, and a duck in the middle. So how many ducks are there, Joseph?
Is there 5?
Is there 5?
There are 2 ducks in front of a duck, 2 ducks behind a duck, and a duck in the middle.
That is not the minimum number of ducks required to make that statement true. So
it's not the number I have here.
So, I mean, it could be... But we are going for the minimum number. So, Joseph.
I'm sorry.
But you know what? It's the last day of school and you've got holidays ahead. So, good luck and enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Good answer.
You're welcome. Bye. All right. Coast FM, hello. Who's this?
It's Cherie.
Hi, Cherie. Where are you from?
Singleton.
All right. It's over to you.
How many ducks are there?
3.
3 ducks.
2 ducks in front of a duck.
Right.
2 ducks behind a duck.
Correct.
And a duck in the middle.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Means there are 3 ducks.
You can do it with 3.
Nailed it.
Yay!
Brings
it home.
Well done.
Awesome. Last one in the draw for the Plus Plus Building Blocks kit from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. Good luck. Hang on the line. We'll grab your details, okay?
Fantastic.
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
It is now double demerits for the Easter break and the last day of school.
Yeah, that's right.
It has arrived. Enjoy. Local basketball is back tonight. Mandurah Magic are away to Coburn Cougars and Rockingham Flames are at home to Southwest Slammers.
Nice.
Your plans for tonight sorted. And then WAFL's back Saturday as Lane Group Stadium sees Peel Thunder hosting East Fremantle. So there's lots of sport on as of here.
Mm-hmm.
March 28 is International Women in Music Day. So shout out to the Gagas and the Tay-Tays and people that don't have rhyming names. There's got to be some, surely. And it's also National Black Forest Cake Day today. So, chocolate, cream, cherries, you know, sold.
Get around it.
Down it.
Delicious. I mean, just to add to the chocolate overload that you're going to have this weekend.
Yeah, just a little bit of cherry flavour, just to kind of, you know, freshen the palate.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Palate cleanse.
Lovely.
97.3
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Let's
go.
Shop online at seagulls.com.au for Seagulls Outdoor Furniture, located at Mandurah Home City. And once more, located in the outdoor challenge. It's Nikki.
Thank you. Happy Gilmore 2 is happening.
Hey.
Adam Sandler is reportedly working on the early stages of production for the sequel to the hit 1996 golf comedy. The Shooter McGavin Twitter account has posted a pic of Sandler with the caption, "No way I'm losing to this guy again in the sequel." So there's no word on release dates or anything yet, but it is happening.
Right.
Camila Cabello has released a new single. This one is called I Love It and features rapper Playboi Carti.
Okay, I heard Facebook and I love it. I know she loves it, whatever that is.
I feel like I need to be on something to appreciate that. I'm not sure.
Maybe
anyway,
just another coffee, perhaps.
Maybe. Beyonce has revealed the track list for her upcoming album, Act 2, Cowboy Carter.
Ah.
The announcement revealed that there is, in fact, a remake of the Dolly Parton classic Jolene in there.
And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. But you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Yeah. I can hear it.
I can't hear Beyonce doing it yet.
Now Texas Hold'em is just, you know, it's got us ready for it.
That's true. But we will find out tomorrow. Parton had previously mentioned that the song could appear on Act 2, but now we have confirmation with news that the single is out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And fresh off their Oscars success, Poor Things director Yorgos Lanthimos and Best Actor winner Emma Stone have teamed up for another flick. This time it's a thriller. A trailer for the latest collaboration called Kinds of Kindness has been released. The flick once again stars Willem Dafoe as well. And Taylor Swift's ex, Joe Alwyn, stars in it too. Kinds of Kindness is said to follow a man without a choice who tries to take control of his own life. A policeman who is alarmed that his wife, who was missing at sea, returns and seems a different person. And a woman determined to find a specific someone with a special ability who is destined to become a spiritual leader.
Goodness, there's a lot happening there.
Here's the trailer.
This is it. The moment of truth. Isn't it wonderful?
Personally, I'm excited about the new album for Eurythmics. Is that what's going on there?
This is Stone and Lanthimos' fourth project together. Kinds of Kindness is out in cinemas from June 21st.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back after the long weekend.
97.3 Coast FM.